Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The unprecedented delay in the budget should not be seen as a crisis, and it won't derail the government of national unity. That's according to President Ramaphosa, who says that even in more mature democracies, they often have budget hiccups. It is, he told reporters in Johannesburg, in many ways, the maturation of our democracy. In other countries, differences over the budget results in the collapse of government. Ramaphosa added that the absence of key US officials at high-level G20 meetings was not a sign of a boycott. Both US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have turned down invitations to attend their respective ministerial meetings in Johannesburg and have instead opted to send senior diplomats as replacements. Another very large write-down for Anglo-American on its De Beers subsidiary. $2.9 billion is the charge it's posted, following a $1.6 billion drop last year. That's 53 billion rand after around another 29 billion last year. Anglo's trying hard to unload the diamond miner as part of a major restructuring plan, with diamond prices falling over the last 10 years. The market's under pressure from the rise in the popularity of synthetic diamonds, as well as a pullback in consumer spending in China. Overall, impairment charges have pushed Anglo to a $31.1 billion loss last year, some 57 billion rand. The markets liked the news. Funnily enough, Anglo's shares were up 3% at the bell. Looking ahead, Anglo CEO Duncan Wanblad said he's not expecting too much traction or progress when it comes to unloading De Beers. Chinese-owned Swedish carmaker Volvo has confirmed it will review its dealership network in South Africa. News 24 Business says employees have received minimal communication from the company. The report, quoting a company spokesperson, adds that the plan has not been finalized, but the company would be transparent in all discussions with independent dealers. No details at this stage about potential job losses. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening up 0.6%, with the top 40 up 0.7%. London's FTSE down 0.6%, while on Wall Street the Dow ended down 1%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, the Nasdaq down 0.5%. Tokyo this morning flat, Hong Kong up a full 3%, Sydney down 0.3%. The US dollar slightly easier at 105 to the euro, the rand 18.33 to the dollar, so we're now firmer than we were on Wednesday morning before the budget debacle, 19.25 to the euro, 23.23 to sterling. Gold at 2,931, platinum 974, Bitcoin just over 98,150, and Brent crude oil just under $76.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.